Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is a powerhouse this morning. We're going to talk about youth programs and education in schools. Good stuff to talk about with Kathy Anderson and Jackie Oliveira. I've been practicing, but not enough. It's good to have you here. Good to have you back, Jackie.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Kathy, it's good to have you here. Before we, one of the things we always do, and we're not going to wait a half hour to get to it.
540.
The Empower House hotline number is something that is very important to get out there, and it may be for you, it may be for somebody else, but 540-373-9373.
Perfect.
540-373-9373. As we talk about domestic violence and abuse and those kinds of things, that number can be a lifesaver, and it's good to talk about that.
If people have that and nothing more, or our website, they can contact us and get in touch with us. That number is answered 24/7. There's small exceptions if somebody's already, if there's one person, but usually in all hours, 24 hours per day, that number is answered. And that's really essential for somebody in crisis. And it's good to know, too, that people can call that line. You don't have to be in crisis, but you can get someone, maybe you're calling for someone else, or maybe you have a question. That number, it's okay to use that number even when people are not in crisis. Yeah.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, that hotline number, 540-373-9373. You are here this morning to talk about, we have touched on this the last couple of times you've been here, actually. We've talked about children and youth programs, and so you've brought Jackie along this morning to continue the conversation. The stuff that you do in schools continues to grow, and we're really involved.
Yeah, under Jackie's leadership, we keep hitting it out of the park in terms of connecting with schools and then making staff available for presentations. If people don't know what that looks like, we'll talk about it. But spending a day in the classrooms at the schools where we are invited is very exciting to the students themselves, the teachers, the staff, staff at Empower House, the staff at the schools, and we speak to all age groups. So some folks may not know that we have healthy friendship presentations for the elementary schools, and that is not new, but it's newer. And those students and those teachers receive it really well. Our evaluations tell us that students are receiving that information and having takeaways. And I think we'll talk about some of those takeaways. But learning about healthy boundaries is an example of something that they learn. And they learn not only that what boundaries are, but that they can have them and that they can implement more boundaries.
So, Jackie, this program, I know you're really passionate about this. We have talked before with this. This is an exciting program, and it continues to grow.
It is. It is very exciting, and I am very passionate about this program. It is very, it's really nice to see the connections that we've had in the schools and to be welcomed back into the schools and be trusted with the students. So it really is something very positive that we want to continue moving forward.
Well, just to be able to, like Kathy said, we'll get into all the various, there's just so many layers of this, of just making people aware or creating a thought process so later in their lives they don't become someone who's either a victim or somebody responsible.
For sure. That's one of my favorite portions of this program, is being able to go into the classrooms and have these conversations with the students and seeing how their brain is actually developing as we're having these conversations. They're having eye-opening experiences, and I love how they're not shy to ask questions. They are not shy to engage in conversation. They are interested. They want to learn. They want to know more. And knowledge is power. When you know more, you'll do better. And it's really heartwarming to see them
want to grow and want to learn in the areas of healthy relationships.
Boy, Jackie, that's so important. The when you talk about, you know, their brains are developing. I guess that's one thing as when you're dealing with kids, you've got to remember that they're not to where even a teen, you know, they're not where, you know, an adult is in all of this. So I guess you have to, you sort of have to change the way you deal with it.
Absolutely. And even as adults, you know, sometimes we just don't know what a healthy relationship should look like, or we don't know what is domestic violence. So even as adults, we have to have this mentality that we can grow and that we can learn a little bit more about the topic and teach our kids and learn about healthy relationships and how to communicate better.
I'm sure there are situations that you deal with sometimes when the people will come to you and maybe it's just a one-on-one thing and tell you some things, and all of a sudden they, you know, as you discuss these topics that we'll talk about, all of a sudden they realize these kinds of things are going on at home.
Absolutely. We've had several times where we're in the schools and the teacher has come to us after the presentation and said they've either experienced something in the past, they are experiencing it, or they'll tell us that they didn't realize that what they were experiencing is domestic violence. So it is very powerful, not only for the students who are receiving the presentation, but also the teachers, the PE teachers, the principals who are welcoming us into the schools.
I never remember anything like this in school, and this is so good to hear. I never remember anything even remotely close to having these kinds of discussions.
We had a couple months ago. We had a couple teenagers who took the training to be part of our support group facilitators. They absolutely loved our volunteer training, and they continued the mission moving forward and taking it to their schools. And they went to their counselors and said, hey, I took this training at Empower House. I learned so much. Can we invite them? To their surprise, we were already invited to their schools. So they were very excited, and they're doing fundraisers, and they're just trying to reach out to the community a little bit more and present in their small groups. So it's really nice to see how it's creating this ripple effect in teens wanting to know more about healthy relationships.
And like you said earlier, just, you know, kudos to the schools that let you, you know, that want to have this, that see this is not a topic that we don't want to talk about. That
absolutely, we wouldn't be able to do this without them. So we're very, very grateful and fortunate to have them as part of the team, the little village that helps us build these kids into healthy adults.
And Kathy, you're always talking about, speaking of teams, just the team that you have, the Jackies and the other people and the other volunteers that are involved with this. What a great group.
Yeah, we're elated that we have, trained staff and volunteers. You know, we always have interns from various schools, and usually our interns are very excited about this part of our work. And so, you know, sometimes we're able to go out to the schools with 1, 2, 3 adults helping to provide these presentations. Jackie's been out. I've been out. Her assistant director's been out. I mean, when we, you know, are invited to several schools at the same time, we try to honor that.
Yeah.
One of the things we didn't talk about was the prevalence, right? And I'm about to lose my voice, but 1 in 3 teens versus 1 in 4 adults.
Yeah.
Experience teen dating violence.
Quick break. We'll come back. EmpowerHouseVA.org. Kathy Anderson is here. Jackie Oliveira is here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hi.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
It is in Powerhouse this morning, and children and youth programs in the schools. Kathy and Jackie here this morning from Empower House. Again, the hotline number in case you or anyone needs it, 540-373-9373 is the hotline number. So, Kathy, I think you've recovered from your...
I think we might be good.
You're good. The How did this all start?
Well, you know, I was thinking about how you said, I don't ever remember there being programming like this, right?
I don't.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think about, there's still children and youth in our community who do not receive this presentation, who do not receive this information, which is a shame because we mm-hmm. want our future to be different, right? We yeah. want, you know, people to be kind to one another. We want there to not be bullying. We want, you know, relationships to be, you know, to lift each other up and not tear each other down. And so everything about the education we provide works to that goal. And, you know, you asked how it got started. You know, the organization started because there was domestic violence in our community, and police officers and social workers and everyone else was like, we are going into homes where it's very dangerous in these homes. These kids are seeing it. The person being abused can't get out from under it, but we need to help. And so that's, you know, the start of the organization in 1978. But since then, you know, all these systems have been identified, and certainly the schools are seeing it. So earlier when we were talking about, you know, at the pleasure of the schools, we come in, we are so grateful for that. They too see it, unfortunately, mm-hmm. playing out in teenage relationships, friendships, and dating relationships.
A few minutes ago we talked. I think it was you, Jackie, who mentioned just the program. One of the things you talk about is boundaries, and I guess that would be for a lot of students probably the first time, you know, they might hear that concept and learn about things like boundaries.
Yes, a lot of the kids don't really understand what they're for, how to set them, and what happens if somebody breaks them. So just walking through those processes and showing them and teaching them what a boundary should look like, or how it works, like why do people set boundaries. So just having those conversations with them, it's really interesting because they start thinking about it. So, oh, okay, so maybe I shouldn't tolerate that, or maybe I should say something when they say something that hurts my feelings, or, you know, processing that conflict that they had.
When Kathy mentioned that the statistic for kids is 1 out of 3, I mean, I always thought 1 out of 4 was just horrific when we talked about just adults in domestic violence. But boy, for kids, that's scary.
That is scary. And usually the way that I like to start a presentation is kind of asking them to put their head down and asking questions to see how many of the students in the classroom have experienced something themselves or know a friend who has, or if they've lived it at home. And I ask them to put their head down so they don't see somebody else's response. And I write the response in the chalkboard or the whiteboard. And when they lift up their head and they see that, and I go over the questions again, it's kind of eye-opening for them to see that it's not only them experiencing it, that their peers are also experiencing what they're experiencing.
Wow, what a powerful thing that would be. And it gives you an idea mm-hmm. of really what the landscape is.
Yeah, and also for them to see, like, to be a little bit more kind to their peers because they, too, are going through something.
Well, that's so interesting. We're always talking about whether you're adult or kids, more kindness is needed. And I guess just on a basic, that's kind of how are your presentations? Because you could start off with just that particular topic.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just depends on the group of the kids and what they want to talk about. We have a set presentation that we typically do, but sometimes it kind of veers off to a different topic because they are intrigued, because they are interested, because they want to know more about something.
Hmm. And that must be interesting, just some of the topics that come up and what people are thinking. And I'm sure it's sometimes an eye-opener. The things that we think, well, they're not dealing with that yet.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the misconception is that we think that kids are not experiencing domestic violence early on their age and relationships, but they really are. They just don't know it because they don't know that these types of things are not a healthy form of having a relationship. So once they learn it and they know how to change it, they can do better in their relationship, because nobody really teaches us how to have a relationship, right? That's not a class we take in high school. So this is kind of like that. Like, you can learn a little bit more about yourself and about your partner, and how to communicate things that are not going well, and how to focus on the good, and also working towards making the bad a little better if they're not to the extreme of physical violence or other form of abuse that could be very damaging.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. We don't. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of things we only learn of, you know, we know it from what we've seen at home. And if you don't have a good home or, that's such a great point.
Yeah, so it's like the example that you also get at home, you know, and sometimes that is all you know. And you don't know that there's a different way of having relationships. You really don't know until you start having these conversations and you start learning about what a healthy relationship should look like. And it starts opening your eyes to, wait a second, that's maybe not the way I've been taught.
Hmm. So how young do you start?
We start as early as elementary by teaching them how to be kind to their friends and not to bully a friend, and also identifying their emotions. What is it that they are going through? How can we identify what they are going through, and how can we talk about what they're going through, and how can we express their emotions so we can help them process that and help them be better friends?
Mm. Again, I don't ever remember this. It would have been helpful. It really would have been helpful, because at times either I was always much smaller than everybody, and I was bullied, or I can look back and think I kind of was a bully.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to focus on, like the kids that are being bullied. What is happening to them? What have they experienced? What is going on in their brain, in their heart, in their home, for them to express themselves the way that they do? So giving them more love, giving them more care, giving them more attention to identify what those problems are.
I bet in a lot of cases, these kids are just sponges, especially the younger kids.
They are, and they just need love and a little bit more of attention and care.
And then as you kind of go up the ladder to things, I would think that as you get into middle school and even high school, just to talk about relationships, and then you are starting to deal, especially in high school, you're dealing with dating and future relationships, how important all of this is.
Yes, and we're also very blessed that the schools have invited us to do small groups in the school. So that's additional to what we do in the presentations. Okay. We have small group meetings with groups of boys, a group of girls, and depending on the challenges that the school is having, we will tailor the group curriculum to their needs. And that's also something that we're very excited about.
This program, Kathy, I every time you bring Jackie in and we do programs on this, you just see the value.
I know.
All of this.
I was thinking about something that Jackie said earlier about their heads go down on the desk and she asks them, you know, have they experienced it? And then she's able to, when they come back up, tell them, you know, how many. And they're all surprised that so many have experienced this. And I think about what's behind, or what is one of the behaviors that is executed when someone is harming another in this type of relationship abuse. And one of the key things that they do is to isolate. You know, if they can isolate their partner or their friend from the rest of the people, the friends and family, if they can get them really only hearing the voice of this person they're in relationship mm-hmm. with, then they it's really hard to break out. It's really hard to know that I don't deserve this, that there is more, that there are people who love and support me. And so I think about how powerful that is when Jackie shared that they're learning, oh, it's not just me. You know, it's others that are experiencing this too, because then they are willing to talk about it, and they are willing to take in information and say, oh, this is important, and it's not just me, and it's not, I'm not causing this. This is a real identifiable, I can put my finger on it, problem. Mm-hmm. And they want help, and they're like, okay, I don't deserve this, and they can get help.
It's just like I all the things, it's just like adults. I mean, you're dealing with the same thing when we're talking about this in the context of adults. If it's,
and why
it's my fault,
right? And why it's so important at this age is, like, if they can learn it now,
right?
you know, then we're not going to see the numbers we see in adults. But, you know, children and youth, they're very vulnerable. And so those that have this problem and hurt others in relationships, you know, they're looking for people who don't understand it. They're looking for somebody who, you know, isn't really maybe going to stand up for themselves or recognize it as abuse. And unfortunately, and so the sooner they can hear and understand that this is such a thing, the sooner they can say, no, I'm not going to be isolated that way. No, I am going to tell a trusted adult. No, I am going to tell a friend. I can break out of this. And Jackie earlier talked about the students that went through our long volunteer training. Not everybody has time to do that. But when they have done that, it has really strengthened their ability to, you know, go forward in our community and you know, spot these kinds of things as early as possible and do right. something about them. And they yeah. have the tools to know what to do.
Yeah. Quick break. We'll continue on this discussion. Good stuff this morning. Just it really is exciting, Jackie, again, to know that what you're doing in the schools and just can have such an impact. So this is really good. EmpowerHouseVA.org. Again, the hotline number for EmpowerHouse is 540-373-9373. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Empower House here this morning. Kathy and Jackie from Empower House, empowerhouseva.org, to get involved. And one of the ways you can have, we always talk, Kathy, I mean, there are, to have programs like this and have people like this going into the schools, it's when you financially give to Empower House, you're helping make this possible. One of the ways you can do that is Sedona has a mm-hmm. on Monday you can help make a donation to Empower House that way.
All the month of March, dine in at Sedona and you order one of their 3 half price meals dedicated to charity. You order that, you order your drink, and then at the end of the month in April they'll be presenting their check to us. So it translates every time somebody comes in and has that meal on Mondays in March, that is a gift to Empower House.
And again, just a reminder that financially to give to Empower House is so important because of the work that you continue mm-hmm. to do. We talk about the schools. There's a shelter, and there's just the hotline. There are so many things that you're involved with.
We're so grateful for contributions, and folks can do that at empowerhouseva.org on our website, or send in a check by mail. You can find the address on our website. And we really function because the community allows us to do so through generosity. So every contribution that comes in is helping us be in the courts, helping us to be in the schools, mm-hmm. helping us to answer the hotline. And all of those things are at risk when contributions aren't flowing. So thank you for raising that need.
And not only we talk about people and programs, thankfully I haven't heard this lately, but I mean, we, you know, there has been things like, you know, heating and air conditioning units and things and things like that kind of stuff has to be replaced
every day. Like, what's breaking? When do we need the plumber out? Like, what's happening with this? There was something that just broke, and we're like, okay, we need to replace all of those. Yeah,
so,
all the time.
All of that. So keep that in mind. And powerhouses, there are a lot of programs and a lot of moving parts that you can financially help Empower House with. Again, empowerhouseva.org. We'll give you all kinds of information on all the various things going on. So we're talking mainly this morning about children and youth programs. So Jackie, what are some of the behaviors? As we talked about some of the programs that you did, but what are some of the behaviors that you're dealing with all kinds of youth and kids?
Well, it depends also on the group that we are presenting. On the small groups, we have on the small groups when the teachers invite us, we have some conflict in between teens, whether it be fighting, physical fights, or bad behavior with peers or tardiness. So we just talk about different topics in healthy relationships. We talk about how to deal with conflict, how to what does isolation look like when they're in an abusive relationship. We talk about extreme jealousy and insecurity. We talk about temper and controlling your mood swings when you're in a bad mood or when you're just feeling down. Any form of physical harm and possessiveness in the conversations as well with relationships, like what does that look like? Controlling behavior. A lot of the teens often think that being jealous of your partner is a form of love. So we kind of talk about that. We talk about what that looks like in each relationship, how the other person feels about that. So just showing them how to have an open communication with their partner and making sure that both partners are in agreement into what their relationship should look like. So we just talk about different things, about pressuring and forcing someone to do something that they're not comfortable with. Also with the idea that that's love. So we like to use the website Love is Respect. There's a lot of videos and there's a lot of examples and there's a lot of topics that we can go over. So we like to talk about what that looks like in your relationship. And the kids are pretty open. Like, they will tell us, well, my partner thinks that I should do X, Y, and Z if I really love them. Mm-hmm. So we'll open up and say, okay, so what do you think? What does that make you feel? What is your idea behind that? So having those open conversations and also leaving the door open for future conversations. If you don't want to continue talking about that here in front of the entire classroom, the hotline is also available for them. They don't have to identify themselves. If they just have a question, if they're not sure if this is abusive behavior, if this is dangerous, if this is something that they should be doing or not doing, they can always call the hotline, 540-373-9373, and ask any question that they might not be sure about.
Boy, when you talk about isolation, jealousy, temper, those are all adult things. And
yeah.
To be able to talk about them now, maybe, you give people the tools.
Absolutely. And also, not only the person receiving the bad behavior, but the person doing the bad behavior. So I've also had conversation with teens who say, wait a second, I do that. I do that to my partner. Huh. And I didn't realize that it could be so negative towards that other partner. So just having them realize that it's something that they might be doing as well, that is not considered healthy behavior, is a really, really big eye opener.
Well, and I guess even you, perhaps kids get some of this training and take it home, and who knows, that may be something that a parent is dealing with.
Absolutely. We've had situations where students received the presentation in the school and took the information home. The student spoke to the SRO, resource officer in the school, told his parents about the presentation, and mom came forward and talked to the SRO and actually ended up pressing charges. So it was a complete wraparound service, because part of our presentations is also to present to the community. So we do the SRO, we do the presentation for the SROs in each county. We aim to provide the school presentation that we provide in the schools to the SROs in each county. So they are familiar with what we are doing with the kids in the presentation, and they can engage in conversation and also connect them back to us if there's a need.
How great is that, too? I mean, just overall, all the years that I've known and worked with Empower House, just the relationship you have with area law enforcement and being able to teach them, because these are tough. A lot of times, I'll talk to officers and they'll say, we don't get a lot of training on this, and to be able to get that from you really helps.
Yeah, they've received it very well. They enjoy it, and we're expanding on it. So I think this is going to be our third year that we present to the SROs in the county. We try to do it right before school starts, so they are aware of the topics that we're going to be covering, and we can work together.
Well, and just, again, all of these topics, that you went down. We talked about behaviors. You see, when we've done shows with adults, those are all programs. And a lot of times, people who are victims don't realize they're victims. To be able to let them know now that you don't have to do this, and you need to, you know, you need to set some boundaries here. This is just great.
Yeah, teaching them what those red flags look like and being able to identify them early on their relationships, whether it be with their friends or an intimate romantic relationship. It's beneficial, regardless of what type of relationship they have, to learn respect and to learn healthy communication, and identifying those red flags early on is very, very important.
And Kathy, you're always, you say all the time, you know, the people don't go into a relationship thinking this is that they're going to be a victim with this. A person, if you're dating someone, they're not treating you like this initially, but mm-hmm. but to be able to look for things, that the kinds of things that Jackie can, the kind of tools she gives them.
You know, I think that whole wooing somebody is something they cover in presentations. So I think it's ideal what Jackie was saying about how students will bring forth what they're experiencing as a result of the topics that are covered. And I can't tell you how significant it is how the students lean in when their peers are sort of handling these topics, because it's real life affecting them every day. And if someone isn't in that type of relationship, or they haven't been in one yet, it's eye-opening, because they start thinking about, well, how would I handle that? So one of the things you said was, do they spot it early? If you've never been in a relationship, and then the first relationship you're in is someone who woos you, lays it on too thick,
yeah,
you know, brings you all kinds of, you know, showers you with compliments and gifts, and, you know, and you're completely absorbed in this attention, you know, then when the jealousy gets misused, and then you're told where to be, and that you have to report on where you've been and who you've been with and to what to wear, and just have like this list of things, of rules, it is very intimidating.
Yeah.
And one believes, well, wait a minute, this is a person who loves me. You know, obviously this is what goes along with relationships. If you've never been in one, that's why being in the classroom and talking about these things helps set them up for success. You know, they can hear from their peers, they can hear from these adults, you know, here's what it looks like. Here's what a healthy relationship looks like, and how people communicate, and how there's give and take, and how people have friends and family around them, and that it's a very rounded, you know, it might not be the intensity of an abusive relationship. It's, you know, what we believe to be health, and what gives us and fuels us to take on the world is our healthy relationships, people who love and respect us. So it's very simple, love and respect. But when you're that age and you've not been in relationships, it's all very, it's like a myth, you know, it's very mythical. And so it's like, we need to break it down.
Right. And yeah, because, Jackie, I guess if you haven't been in a relationship, in some cases, the only thing that you have to model it is, you know, what you see in the movies or something. And so this is real life.
Yeah, but also it's crazy, because what you see in the movies, there is some type of abuse. There is some type of control, manipulation, jealousy.
Right.
So that's why the kids are seeing it as normal. They're thinking, this is how you have a relationship. This is part of a normal relationship. So having these conversations with them, and we talk about different shows and what those shows are portraying. And that's really interesting to see them think about it and be like, oh yeah. And how they support each other too. Like when they start in conversation and they start talking about things that they have experienced, how they support each other, how they bring each other up, how they say things like, you don't deserve that. You're gorgeous. You don't deserve somebody to treat you like that. So having that wraparound in the classroom setting is also very beautiful.
Mm. Well, and just when you mentioned about just the clothes, there's certain things that are red flags that we as adults or later in life you understand, but as a kid like Kathy said, you would just think, well, you know, he loves me, so you know he wants the best for me, and so
right.
but yeah. You look at it later and you think, that's kind of controlling.
Yeah. So just showing the kids, teaching the kids what that looks like, and encouraging them to talk to their friends, to talk about what that looks like. If they notice something different in their friends, like their friends was very outgoing, they used to go out, they used to dress a certain way, and now that they're dating this person, they've changed. Like, they're not the person that they used to be. Be open about it. Talk to them. Ask them, are they okay? Are you feeling okay? What does that look like? Do you need to talk to an adult? Be that supportive person. And when they do tell you, same thing with adults, when they do disclose something to you, believe them. Believe them. Trust that what they are saying and what they're experiencing is true, and be supportive for them.
Well, and you're also helping them for later in life, because maybe, you know, when they do become adults, they have a friend and they notice, and they're noticing those things you just mentioned.
Absolutely. Yeah, it just keeps going. You know, it just keeps going, moving up. As you get older, you can be that supporting person for one another, or you are that person that realizes this is not healthy and I need to get out.
Well, and this is just such good training for later when they do become adults. These are all the things, Kathy, we talk about when we do shows on adult abuse.
I love that we're handling this topic today, and I love that people are hearing about it. And, you know, last year we spoke to over 3,900 youth. I don't know what it will be this year, you know, and it is dependent on, you know, invitations to the school and schedules aligning. But we're in the school all day long when we're there, usually, unless it's a one-off presentation. But, I mean, I think it's good for people to know, like, we also collect evaluations. So we're hearing what youth are saying in the classroom, and we're seeing it play out, and their interest in the topic, and the teachers are very excited about it. So we get some feedback from the teachers. But we put out some posters recently, and this was put together by Jackie's team. Cosette was lead. Let's take some of these things that they're saying in their presentations, and let's help educate our community. So I've got the series of four up on my, and there may be more, but I think it's worth mentioning some of the things the kids say about these presentations. So one of them is, one thing I learned from Empower House's Be Real presentations: always respect your partner. Relationships should not be obsessive. So these are things that kids are telling us. They're telling us they've learned to never ignore negative signs.
They're paying attention.
Double negative there, yeah. And then the last one that I'll tell you that we lifted out of these evaluations from the kids: how to set boundaries, and I need to have more. Just the fact that they
need to have more. How exciting is that, though? That's what they, you know, they're getting out of these presentations.
For sure. Sometimes it's sometimes we just have a lot of fun in the presentations all over. I think I remember this kid who said, "I don't think I have boundaries."
Oh, wow.
Didn't even know what it was.
Let's
right?
talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you would get all kinds of light. And like you said, kids, especially the younger kids, are way more, you know, they'll tell you things.
Oh, yeah. The little ones have no filter. The little ones are even funnier. Yeah. They're learning about being a kind friend, being a nice person, and sometimes honesty is not the best way to go. You have to be kind. You can't be mean to someone. Mm-hmm. So just learning, teaching them how you can be honest but be kind at the same time without trying to hurt somebody else's feelings.
I guess if you're someone listening and you've never heard your kids talk about this, it's worth asking your school or your teacher of, you know, could we have Empower House come in and talk about these things?
For sure. For sure. We would love that.
Yeah. I just think them learning these skills that Jackie just mentioned, you know, like, you can tell the truth, like that, telling the truth. You've always learned to tell the truth. And then if you're, you know, engaged with your friend, you know, how do you build people up with kindness versus tear somebody down? So I love that they're learning these concepts, because every time, you know, somebody's hurt in a friendship, in a relationship, you know, it chips away at them, you know, takes a little piece of them away. And I think what we really want in our community are children, youth, adults feeling fully themselves, to be present for others, and to give to our community the best that we can give. And that's hard to do when you're abused.
Well, and when you think about it, Jackie, relationships at any age are tough, but especially younger.
Oh, yes.
Kids.
Oh, yes. Relationships require a lot of work yes. and a lot of respect and a lot of love and a lot of care. And you have to want to be in a relationship and show up for that relationship for it to work. So that's what we're teaching kids early on. You know, you choose your friends and you choose to respect and love and be kind. And you also choose not to have someone in your space, in a relationship, yeah. if they cannot respect you, treat you well, and love yeah. you.
Right. And sometimes in relationships, you make, just because you're overwhelmed or things start happening quickly, and you make bad decisions. This at least gives you some parameters, mm-hmm. to some things to keep in mind of. I remember Miss Jackie talking about this with, you know, that I shouldn't put up with this kind of thing, or just those kinds of things.
Well, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that it stays with them forever, and that they remember these presentations, and that they take it with them as they get older, and they can identify the red flags and know when they're in trouble or going in the wrong path yeah. or making the wrong choices. We are hopeful that they can always go back to this presentation, know that they can reach out to us, and have a healthy future.
EmpowerHouseVA.org. Again, the hotline number is 540-373-9373. Jackie and Kathy from EmpowerHouse here this morning. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is a powerhouse this morning. Kathy and Jackie here this morning. The hotline number again is 540-373-9373. If you know of someone or you need to use that hotline number to talk, even just to talk to somebody. EmpowerHouseVA.org is the website. The empty bowl got moved because it was was supposed to be the weekend of the big ice storm, and it's coming up.
We were buried in ice. I know. So it's March 22nd now. So everybody will be getting their emails soon about their entrance times mm-hmm. and all of that. So it's still, you know, entrance at a specific time. And but you know, it's changed. It's not soup weather
it's
anymore.
Not soup.
It's not soup weather. It's like more. It's going to be like picnic weather. So like we're going to change it up to like finger foods.
Well, that's kind of fun.
No, yeah, potato salad, fried chicken.
Oh,
you know, all kinds of little things that you can pop in. Little tea sandwiches. You know, the whole works. It's going to be different.
I like it.
I know.
I like it.
For the new weather. Yeah. Yeah.
Before we get out of here, so we were talking this morning about the children in youth programs. I guess the other thing, and you talked, Jackie, we've talked, Jackie, about the great programs and the great things that you were able to provide in schools, but also for parents who have it, parents need to talk about these kinds of things with kids. And I know that not all parents, everybody's at a different place on this, but it is important for families to talk about this.
It really is important for families to talk about this. And I also think that I have a strong belief that it takes a village to raise a child. And I think sometimes kids might not feel as comfortable talking about certain things with their parents. So just giving them the opportunity to talk to another adult, leaving it open, either to talk to the parent or to talk to a trusted adult, an aunt, an uncle, a counselor, a teacher, a coach, whoever it might be, whoever they feel comfortable with, but encouraging them to just open up to someone, talk to someone, don't keep it in, don't keep it to yourself. There's help out there.
Yeah. Boy, Kathy, every time you bring people in.
I know.
These topics, I mean, the Jackies of the world who are dealing with the schools, and you know, we've got Susan who deals with the courts and the police, and you just have so many good people doing it's so many levels.
I am so grateful. You haven't met everyone, Ted, because I know you'll always say that when we bring somebody in, you're like, I didn't know about that. I didn't know you had Jennifer. So, like, people we have to get on. You know, so we have tremendous employees who care so deeply and are such experts on these subjects. And we're really lucky that our community benefits. So when the schools invite us out, they're getting really quality people who care about the topic and care about our community and care about our kids. So we're very lucky at Empower House.
EmpowerHouseVA.org. Jackie, thank you for coming. You got to come in more because this what a great program.
Thank you for having me.
You offer great stuff. Kathy, always great to have you here. 540-373-9373 is the hotline number.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.